The scientific arguments appear strong. Perhaps this investigation will prove to be truly non-intrusive, and so spare the ancient, fragile life forms from immediate destruction even as their habitat is breached, as notoriously happened early in the century when overzealous scientists persuaded international commissions to open up Lake Vostok, the first such frozen world to be discovered. A commission reporting to the president's science advisor is considering whether the matter can be progressed, with results being made available for proper scientific peer review without making the worm cam's existence known outside the present restricted circles. The recent rescue of Australian King Harry and his family from the wreck of their yacht during the Gulf of Carpentaria storms has demonstrated the worm cam's promise to transform the efficacy of emergency services. Search and rescue operations at sea, for instance, should no longer require fleets of helicopters sweeping large areas of gray, storming water at great risk to the crews involved. Search and rescue operatives working in the safety of land-based monitoring centers will be able to pinpoint accident victims in a few minutes and immediately focus rescue effort and unavoidable risk where it is required. This fundamentalist Christian sect intended to commemorate the 2000th anniversary, as they had calculated it, of Christ's assault on the moneylenders in the temple by setting off an electromagnetic pulse nuclear warhead in the heart of every major financial district on the planet, including New York, London, Frankfurt, and Tokyo. Agency analysts concur with the headline writers that, if successful, the attack would have been an electronic Pearl Harbor. The ensuing financial chaos, with bank transfer networks, stock markets, bond markets, trading systems, credit networks, data communication lines, all badly disrupted or destroyed, could, according to analysts, have caused a sufficiently powerful shock to the interdependent global financial systems to trigger a worldwide recession. Largely thanks to the use of worm cam intelligence, that disaster has been avoided. With this one success alone, the deployment of the worm cam in the public interest has saved estimated trillions of dollars and spared untold human misery and poverty, even starvation. Extracted from Wormint, the Patterson Worm Cam is a tool for precision, personal intelligence, and other applications by Michael Mavens, FBI, published in Proceedings of Advanced Information Processing and Analysis Steering Group, Intelligence Community, Tyson's Corner, Virginia, 12 through 14th of December, 2036. Worm cams were first introduced on a trial basis to federal agencies under the umbrella of an interagency steering and evaluation group on which I served. The steering group contained representatives from the Food and Drug Administration, the FBI, CIA, the Federal Communications Commission, the Internal Revenue Service, and the National Institutes of Health. The power of the technology has quickly become apparent, however, and within 6 months, before completion of the formal pilot, worm cam capabilities are being rolled out to all the major pillars of our intelligence enterprise. That is the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Central Intelligence Agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, and the National Reconnaissance Office. What does the worm cam mean for us? The worm cam, a surveillance technology which can't be tapped or jammed, cuts through the surveillance and encryption arms race we have been waging since, conservatively, the 1940s. Essentially, the worm cam bridges directly across space to its subject and is capable of providing images of unquestionable authenticity, images, for example, which could be reproduced in the courtroom. By comparison, no photographic image, however relevant, has been admissible as evidence in a U.S. court of law since 2010. Such has been the ease of doctoring such images. Domestically, worm cams have been used for customs and immigration, food and drug testing and inspection, verification of applications to federal positions, and a variety of other purposes. As regards criminal justice, though the drafting of a legal framework regarding privacy rights to cover the worm cam's use in criminal investigation remains pending, FBI and police teams have already been able to score a number of spectacular successes.
This is the end of this cassette. This program is continued on side one of cassette number 3.